What about the issue of the patient with a node negative HER2 positive tumor?
Well, the HERA trial had about more than 20% of patients were node negative, and the benefits, proportional benefits, were just the same for node negative as node positive. And there's no biological reason why node negative should behave differently. So if there's a significant risk, and there usually is when it's HER2 positive, it doesn't matter whether you're node negative or not. If there's an indication for chemotherapy anyway, then certainly trastuzumab should be added, Herceptin should be added. I think the really difficult question is if you have a very small cancer, which you would not normally treat with chemotherapy, what do you do there? Well, one option is adjuvant Herceptin alone. I'm using Herceptin trastuzumab interchangeably. I'm not very enthusiastic about that because there's simply no data to support it. My guess is it probably would be of some benefit, but most of the data in experimental data and in metastatic disease indicate that combined chemotherapy and Herceptin is more effective. The other issue that's beginning to emerge, and I've been impressed with this because it's made me change my thinking, is that the prognosis, the data that we've got on very small HER2-positive cancers, 1 centimeter or less, suggests that they actually do worse, with about 15-20% risk of 10-year relapse. So I think with these small cancers, with the HER2-positive, probably we've got to be more aggressive than we've been in the past and bias ourselves towards using chemotherapy and Herceptin.